No, I got a quick cough, man.
Static.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Mouse.
I'll tell you. You gonna be okay there, Miles, with your allergies or whatever?
I'm okay, yeah. Did you really record me hacking up crap?
I did. I thought it was funny. I thought that was funny.
I was okay until I lay down a minute ago. And
like you got a lot of mucus in your throat or something.
I don't know. All that rice I ate.
Did you eat a bunch of rice? Did you get Chinese takeout?
No, we made our own rice.
Oh, really? Minute rice? Was it minute rice? Or was it rice in the big canvas bag?
No. Minute rice.
Yeah, I had minute rice last night.
You did?
I love minute rice.
You love minute rice.
I
don't believe that. You're such a finicky eater. I could see you being no.
I could just eat minute rice. I don't like Uncle Ben's rice, but I like minute rice. So
Yeah. I don't know there's a difference.
I don't know. I've never had Uncle Ben's rice.
You've never eaten Uncle Ben's?
No, I never have. Never. I only had minute rice, and that's what I like, and it's good enough for me. I'll just stick with that.
All right. Well,
you know you're switching this shit up now at my age, for Christ's sake.
You are what you eat. So,
yeah, right. I don't know what that makes you, but
I'd be eating quick oats then.
Yeah. Oh my God! What's this fucking snot coming out your face?
I was fine until I laid down here with all these cats, and I'm like,
well, then you're allergic to cats, evidently.
I know. I'm be like, yeah.
Miles can't handle the pussy.
I've got a 20-year cat allergy I didn't know I had. I'm Bob Lamette.
That's what I had. I was never allergic to cats until college, and then I became allergic. It happens.
Yeah.
There's scientific studies on this. Don't be giving me any shit, fat boy.
So you're allergic to pussy. See, I turned it on you.
So neither one, I don't know what to do about our bet. Neither one of us made it to see Manny the Mailman.
Yeah, I know. He got fucked over.
So I guess I'll just buy myself licorice and eat it myself.
Yeah, you're right. We didn't. Manny the Mailman, our friend, our good friend, made it to Chicago, and we did not make it.
So. No, but Smidge made it, and we'll hear what they, evil things they said about us soon.
Yeah.
If they said anything, I don't know that they did, so.
Yeah, I know. I had this weird feeling it was going to conflict with this birthday party coming up for my dad. I just had a feeling when he had told me he was coming right about then. I was like, uh-oh.
Well, I had to work. And you're right, making fun of me because I told you how much I worked, and so.
Yeah, Bob had to work.
So. I was a working man. Hey, roads don't build themselves, Miles. Of course, I don't do any road work, but.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm just making a statement of fact.
Okay.
So. Mm-hmm. So we miss Manny. I've been on the fence the whole time, so I'll be honest. There was like a 50-50 chance I'd even make it if I was not working.
Yeah.
Probably more like a 40-60 or something. I don't know,
Yeah.
In favor of me not going.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way I am. I don't like to leave too often, so.
Yeah.
I travel for work, and that's about it. I don't really like to travel on my own too much. Mostly because it costs me money, but that's.
Bob does not come often, so, yeah.
Now, you, on the other hand, are like in Chicago every other weekend, it seems like, and,
But it was the wrong weekend, man.
Yeah, I know, So I am sorry, Manny, for number one, missing you, and number
Manny,
two,
I'm
for
sorry,
being
Bob, fucked up, but.
Being myself, and I can't help, go places with people.
Yeah.
I can't go places with people unless I'm being paid.
Unless they're strippers.
Maybe. I'm just like a Chippendales dancer is exactly what I'm like. I can't go to places with people unless I'm being paid. So
This is true. This is true. Because
yeah. I wouldn't go anywhere if I didn't.
Yeah, this is true.
Have to have a job. If I was independently wealthy, I probably wouldn't hardly go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if I live like Miles Tidal, I wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
He's wealthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went to college with him. He was wealthy back then. He's still wealthy today.
Was is the key word. Yeah. Was. Yeah, was.
So, yeah. You're fuzzy wuzzy.
Was, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, man, but, you know.
Well, it didn't work out, man.
If you're in St. Louis, I will seriously make an attempt if you actually come to St. Louis.
Wait, can I just say, I will try?
I will try.
I will try. I will try.
If you're staying... In the St. Louis metro area, preferably downtown.
Or in the county.
Or in the county. I will go to the county as well.
We will make some attempt to.
I will make an attempt. I don't know about Miles. I'm going to speak to
you. No, I feel bad. I said I was going to do it, and it's going to conflict with something else.
If you're even in Springfield, Illinois, I'll make an attempt.
Come on, that's a stretch. Come on.
I know. He's never going to go to Springfield. Nobody goes there.
Yeah, basically. You drive through it, basically.
If you go to the Quad Cities, Miles will try to meet you.
I will try.
Yeah, but I'm not going anywhere near the Quad Cities, so.
Yeah.
Forget that. No.
I feel bad, but, you know, what can I do?
If you happen to be driving by my road, I will come outside and wave.
I'll make it some attempt.
I will make an attempt to go wave if you honk your horn.
Yeah. What an
asshole. That's what I feel like, though. I'm so terrible. I actually thought, I'm like, well, maybe I could drive up on Sunday, but I was so wasted from this work trip that I couldn't do anything. I was just totally wasted after that. I was like, oh my, I'm so old. That's all I could say.
Yeah.
I am so old.
Yeah.
And fat and out of shape. I can't even handle working a lot. That's all there is to it.
You forgot lazy.
I'm not a Foxconn worker, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I cannot work for Apple at the Foxconn factory. I cannot put those kind of hours in.
No.
Without problems with, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry it didn't work out, man. So. I feel bad.
Those are both of our shitty apologies.
That's about as good as it's going to get, but I'm sorry.
Chances are, Emmanuel, will come to St. Louis, and then I'll be, like, in Kansas City or something. That'll be the thing.
Yeah, I know.
That'll happen, so. I was glad that Smidge went by, and we'll hear more about that when the Gunk Cast comes out, so.
But I think meeting Smidge would be enough of a thrill, I think, too.
Oh, yeah, much more thrilling than us.
I mean, really, partying with us would be, like, really a letdown. I think it'd be like, oh.
Yeah, probably.
I got two Duffs with me. Great.
That's right. I got two Duffs.
The dumb, ugly, fat friend.
That's right. Although I will say that Manny would have looked spectacular. He could have got a date with a stripper had we been along, probably.
Yeah, he'd be like, "Hey, I'm kind of the stud of the bunch."
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, speaking of driving around, last week I went out to dinner with my father-in-law and my brother-in-law. Did I tell this story already?
No.
Stop me if I've told it already.
No.
So, I drove about an hour to go to dinner with, you know, much cajoling from my wife and my children, so... But anyway, we were on our way to dinner, and we were crossing the Mississippi, right?
Okay.
We were on the bridge, crossing the Mississippi. Actually, we were going across the Chain of Rock Bridge, if you're familiar with the area. And there was this license plate, and it said, "I am Abe."
Okay.
And I was kind of behind, you know, it's I-A-M-A-B-E, I am Abe.
Right.
And... right on the bridge of the Mississippi, I catch this, and I'm like, "What the hell? You know, what do you think that says?" I go, you know, I am Abe. We try to. It turns out I am Abe, right?
Yes.
We pull up, and I'll be goddamn if Abe Lincoln wasn't driving a Chevy. This guy must have been an impersonator. He had the Abe Lincoln facial hair and everything. No hat on because that
did he wave to you?
No, I think he was fiddling on the radio or something. But I had to pass him, which I don't drive very fast. So,
you do.
I do not. I don't pass.
Yeah.
Well, no, you think I do because you came down like one time. I drove and you thought it was craziness.
No, you passed me on the interstate once. We were both heading up north, and you guys like went past me. Like
I wasn't driving. That was probably my wife.
No, it was you because all your stupid cats were in the car.
Oh, yeah, it's true. So I don't – well, I generally don't drive that fast. So I got to speed up the pass, and sure enough, it was Abe Lincoln. It was Abe Lincoln driving a Chevy.
I would be thinking Abe Lincoln would be driving a Chevy.
It was like mind-blowing. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's Abe Lincoln.
Why is he not driving a Lincoln?
I don't know. He was driving a Chevy.
Was it a nice Chevy or?
It was a fairly new car. Yes, he probably was going to a gig.
Yeah,
you know he was
dressed
up. He looked more like a farmer, but he did have the facial hair and it was all black, and he looked like Abe Lincoln, like exactly like Abe Lincoln.
Wearing a Rams T-shirt.
No, it wasn't. It was like a flannel shirt or something.
This is what Lincoln would look like. If
that's right. He's a rail splitter, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're leaving the land of Lincoln, and there he goes. He's
just looking, look at Lincoln, look at this.
I go, it's Abe Lincoln, it's Abe Lincoln.
that's funny.
That's a throwback because Miles saw Bill.
Yes, we won't mention that. Yes,
Miles about got his ass kicked for yelling at Mel Tillis's bus.
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
Oh, this guy's going to kick his ass.
That's a whole other story.
So anyway, it was Abe Lincoln crossing the Mississippi.
Lincoln!
Abe Lincoln!
How do we know you are Lincoln?
Hey, I'm John Wilkes Booth. I'm going to shoot you, motherfucker.
He whips out a $5 bill. Here's my ID.
Here's my ID, let's do. Sucker. Yeah, Abe Lincoln. Isn't that nutty?
That's, wow, really.
Yeah, weird, huh? Who think you're driving on the highway crossing the Mississippi and see Abe Lincoln?
I am Abe.
That's right.
That's right.
For all I know, he was Porno Abe, and he was going to a shootout in
Wisconsin. Oh, boy, wow. Holy cow.
They call him the rail splitter, you know.
Ooh, the tall president. Yes. rail split Mary Todd Lincoln.
That's right. There you go. I don't know. I was just like, Abe Lincoln, go figure.
I thought there was F. Murray Abraham. I didn't know who it was.
No, this guy looked just like Lincoln.
Abe Froman, the Sausage King of Chicago?
Well, that was a different guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I saw Abe Lincoln. I don't know what you did.
Wow.
I saw Lincoln. Abe Lincoln, yeah. Hard-drinking Lincoln.
Hard-drinking Lincoln, yeah.
Stinking-drunk Lincoln, yeah.
Man, how could I even top that?
Jeez. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Have you had any famous sightings recently? I saw Abe Lincoln, you know.
I had a little bit of a meltdown last week, and,
Okay, a meltdown? What happened there?
My oldest son had pressured me into buying him a very inexpensive bow and arrow set.
Oh, jeez. Let me guess. Wait a minute, because I did this at one point. Was he trying to have he was shooting them up in the air and having his friends try to catch them?
No, there wasn't. No, it wasn't like that movie. No.
We did that.
Thank God. Don't give me any ideas. Please,
we shoot them way up and then try to catch them on the way down. Yeah.
I have kind of, no one will know this reference but you, but I mean, my backyard is probably about the size of the backyard you at one time had with your former house.
Oh, my house in the city, yeah. Your backyard's only about four times as big as your belly.
Basically, yeah. It's not very big. So, whatever reason, I agree to this.
Oh, my God. You have a garage, though. You can shoot against the garage. So.
No, I just I really didn't make any rules at all. I just said, good
luck.
You got
a big, you got a tall fence that's your neighbor's. You can shoot that.
Well, I'm getting to that.
Mr. Miyagi's got chickens. He can shoot those.
I laid no ground rules for this.
That was smart.
Thinking maybe they would take their time opening this. And
I was surprised you didn't buy him like a crossbow or something.
That's what he wants next. He thinks he's Daryl from The Walking Dead now.
Oh, but, nice. Hey, crossbow is cool, man. I've never had one of those, but they'd be cool.
But,
I had a bow, but, you know.
I'd run out to Casey's to get something as I'd like to go.
Yeah, you love the Casey's.
And I come back, and everyone is in a very somber mood.
Did you shoot the dog?
No. Oh, okay. No. Everyone is in a very somber mood. And I come, you know, like we were joking, watching, you know, a funny movie or something. I left.
Probably the Family Guy. It's like 24 hours Family Guy at your house.
No, we were watching Impractical Jokers, actually. And I came back, and everyone's like in this fairly serious mood, and I'm like, what's going on? And my wife won't tell me. My wife's like, you have to talk to Miles Jr. And I go, what happened? He goes, well, it was dark out, and we thought we would shoot arrows in the dark.
Yeah.
At the target we put on the tree.
I'm like, okay.
I can tell no one's got any injuries, so no one's been shot, and all the animals are alive. So I'm like, okay.
At least nobody in your household.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, well, what's the problem? He goes, I lost an arrow, and I know it went over the privacy fence in back of the yard.
Uh-oh.
Over into the new neighbor's yard.
Yeah, nice.
Because there's, like, this nice, ugly-looking fence that was erected about 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, I've seen that fence. Didn't I?
Yeah, it's like one of these big wooden 6-foot privacy fences, you know, because the neighbors didn't like me. And
right, yeah, with good reason.
They moved away. You
scared them off. That's how bad you are.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. But no, they erected these things. Anyway, long story short is I'm like all freaked out because I don't know who lives there now. You know, I'm all freaked out. I'm yelling. I'm screaming. Yeah. God damn it. Logging them.
You know, cut. Yeah. And then they have like this little girl playing with a doll who's pinned to the ground by an arrow.
I don't know. I'm like all freaked. I was like so freaked out because I know they've got a goldfish pond back there. I'm like, what if it punctured
the koi with a big arrow through it?
Yeah, like I was completely freaked out because it's dark out. You know, it's like 9 o'clock at night.
Did you sneak out with a flashlight and look around?
Well, I did. As best I could, but they've got like some big bushes there too.
Hey, you like the big bush?
Because I was like, well, maybe it's stuck in the bush, you know? So I start, you know, putting my fingers in the bush, you know? I mean, I really felt around that bush, let me tell you, and I just...
Didn't find any arrow in the bush, though, huh?
No, but the bush thanked me later, so it's totally weird. But so I'm all like, you're going over there tomorrow, goddammit.
Yeah.
You're going to apologize, and you're going to...
Who you are or the kid is?
No, I was yelling at my son.
Oh, you were yelling. Oh, I can't believe you were yelling. Come on.
No.
You're a total fuck-up. What are you talking about?
No, then my wife's all like, you know, you're yelling too much, Miles. Like, all right.
You gave the goddamn bow and arrow, you idiot. What do you expect?
Well, they've got this thing like, head high, you know, this target. So
right.
I'm like, they got the target way too high, and they're like, you know. So... I'm really feeling bad now.
Have you ever even shot a bow and arrow? Can I ask that question?
Yes, in high school we had bow and arrows.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
And, no, I was an axe. It wasn't a big deal, but it was just like, you know, so I'm softening up. I'm like, all right, well, I'll go over there with the boy tomorrow. We'll both apologize. Because I don't know who lives there now, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. Good way to introduce yourself.
Hi, we tried to kill your koi. we think we're Bear Grylls, and we're just...
That's right. There's food over there on the other side of the fence.
So, like, I get up, like, the next morning, like, 6:30, and this has been on my mind all night. I'm like, oh, Jesus, God.
Somebody's dead in the backyard of that
house. Yeah, I don't know. There's, like, some poor little girl there, arrow in her head. I don't even know. So I get out... my stepladder.
Snickers. Snickers. A big kid.
I start peeking over the fence.
Oh, even better. Now, not only are you shooting arrows, you're a perv.
I'm like a peeping Tom now. Yeah, I'm like trying to see through these bushes. You know, I've got
is
my face in the bush.
Is there anybody sunbathing back here?
I had my face in the bush, you know, for some time.
Yeah.
And,
suffocate yourself, if you will.
I can't see. I'm like, fuck. And like, which is weird because all the yard is like perfectly manicured except right behind their house. It's like a foot long grass. I'm like, what the fuck?
This is where the mean dog is with the arrow in it.
Yeah, I went, why wouldn't they mow the back of their fucking yard? You know, that freaked me out. I'm like, okay, this is weird.
Yeah.
So I move the ladder, and I look again, and I see it. It's like a foot away from hitting their wooden deck. It's sticking up right out of the freaking ground, man. Like at an angle. I'm like, holy shit, there it is.
Give me a rope.
Like, you can't miss it. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm like, okay, what would Bob Lament do? Okay, let me think.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't get him a bow and arrow. But
I know. Yeah, hindsight, 2020. So now I jump in the car and I go around the block because it's 6:30. I'm like, okay, fuck it, I'm going to go get it. Fuck
oh,
it.
You went in the backyard again?
I did. You never saw a fat guy walk so fast, you know, without someone yelling ice cream
like,
truck.
They're like looking out their back window, drinking their coffee. What the hell?
So I'm making my way through this, you know.
It's like a fat Dan Aykroyd walking through my backyard.
This freaking jungle of their backyard. I mean, the whole yard's perfectly manicured, and then you get by the house, and it's all like, what?
Maybe that's what they want, you know.
Which, I mean, it wasn't a big deal, but as I was picking the damn thing up, like, some, like, security light, like, turned on. I'm like, oh, fuck, what was that?
Cameras.
Yeah, I know, like, uh-oh.
Nice.
I was like, I'm beelining it back home.
Wait a minute, you drove your car around the block?
Yeah, yes, I did. What?
You couldn't even walk around the block?
Well, come on, I didn't want to get winded. I mean, I had to save my stealthy, you know, moves.
Oh my God. Jeez.
It was a covert operation, man. What do you expect?
You should have had your kid run in the yard and get it.
I was sleeping.
And then you could drive away if he gets caught. And then
yeah, that'll serve him right, damn it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I stole it back. I'm like, screw it, I'm getting my arrow.
So did you never went and apologized or anything?
Hell no. Why am I going to, what? For what? I didn't do nothing. I see no crime.
Peeping in on them, trespassing.
And you're shooting a semi-deadly weapon.
Yeah, just randomly shooting things over the fence.
Yeah, I mean, it had a good arc to it, man. Boom.
Nice.
I'm just glad he didn't kill any koi or anything. Like,
yeah,
oh,
really.
Uh-huh.
He, like, sticks it into their glass ball out there or something.
I'm just glad the old bitch that used to live there didn't live there anymore. Like, oh, fuck.
You'd be getting served.
Then I would have to go over there and really talk to that old bitch. I'm like, oh,
I can't believe you got up early and snuck into the yard.
I know, I can't believe it either. I'm like, man, I felt bad, you know, because I, like, totally flipped out the night before. I was just all, God damn it.
Ah, jeez Louise. I don't know what to say.
No one got killed, man. What?
Well, I'm glad about that. Yeah, I guess so. I'm glad no animals were harmed or anybody took one in the head or anything there.
Yeah.
Well, you and your, you know, crazy, hey, let's go get the kids a couple bows and let them shoot randomly in a postage stamp yard. And,
Yeah, I know. What was I thinking? Like, I gave no instruction, like, hey, don't shoot animals, don't shoot your friends, don't shoot the garage. You know, I didn't do any of that. I didn't, you know. Do that retarded thing Bob did where you shoot it up in the air.
Right,
catch it.
Yeah. Luckily, nobody got one through the hand. That's what I was.
I know. So.
That's what happens with that kind of stuff.
Yeah. God.
Nice, huh?
Sorry, I apologize to my family. I was a little out of control there.
Oh, my God.
I just don't want to be interrupted when I'm eating my meat galore pizza.
That's right. You had your meat galore. You're like, you totally fucked my night, kid.
Oh, you're going to pay for this.
I was going to eat this pizza and then go masturbate, but now I don't even get to go masturbate.
That would be one for two. Thanks a lot, man.
But I will finish this pizza.
I don't know. I just because there was like a wooden deck on the back of this house, and then like at some point it becomes like a screen-in porch. So I'm like, what if it went through the screen? And
that would have been fantastic.
Now, how am I going to get it out of there if it went through the screen port? You know,
yeah, like, with your fat hand, you have to punch right through the other side or something.
And the previous owners used to have, like, pigeons back there. I'm like, oh Jesus, God. I'm glad they don't live here anymore. God.
Oh, my gosh.
Because that lady would have freaked out because she loved those pigeons.
So, from now on, kids, we're putting strings on all your arrows, and you can pull them back yourself.
So we're going to get a shotgun and skeet machine now is what we're doing now. We're going to get 12 gauge and some skeet.
And that goes over the house, so, you know.
Yeah, we're going to try that next.
Yeah, it's up high. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
By the time those lead pellets come down, they'll be in a whole other neighborhood, so.
Yeah, we're going to try some shot put, you know, things.
Oh, my gosh. So did you take away the bow and arrow?
No, we made some other arrangements for it, so it's okay.
Oh, did you get rid of it?
No, we kept it. It's just we're going to fire at a different target now. And,
all right.
There's some empty space we can fire at, and we're going to do that.
So. The cemetery? Are you at the cemetery?
Yeah, we're going to go to the cemetery and see if we can... we figure they're already dead anyway.
Yeah, so we'll just put cans on top of tombstones, and we'll all be good.
My whole life is like a book on how not to, you know.
Yeah, no kidding.
Things not to do.
Oh, my God. We've
got another chapter.
So was your youngest son involved? Because he seems to
no,
be...
Wisely, no. He had no interest in this and stayed the hell out of it.
He seems like he's a pretty smart cookie, that kid.
He is very... both kids are very smart. Don't get me wrong.
Well, I know, but, you know...
But, you know, kids are kids. They're going to want to try it out and...
Yeah, you know. I mean, the other kid, he knows how to stay out of trouble, I guess is what
I didn't think they'd be, you know, target practicing 9 o'clock at night when it's pitch dark out. And, you know.
We got these tracer arrows, Dad.
Yeah, apparently, yeah. Boom.
Oh, we lost it in the neighbor's backyard in their giant hedge.
I'm just glad it had a simple point to it, not one of those little, like, razor blade
pits. Yeah, like a broadhead or whatever it's
called. Yeah. Jeez.
Nice. Yeah, you need to move out a little bit, you know?
I need a yard like yours, I know. Man.
Yeah, you need a big ass yard where you can do shit like that.
I know. Build a catapult or something.
That's right. We got a good amount of room to, you know, throw
you got
shit.
Room to move. I know. Yeah. You could have like a tent revival in your yard. Come dance with snakes.
That's right, come dance with snakes. I haven't had any trouble. We got a slingshot in the house now, so we'll see if anything happens.
Oh, that sounds like trouble.
No, so far so good. So far so good.
You lay down the law. No, damn it.
No, I didn't. I didn't say anything. I just said, do not shoot the house, especially the sliding glass door.
Yeah, do not do that. Your mother
always,
will go.
Always shoot, you know, away from the house. That was
do not
my only
shoot
instruction.
The doggy.
That's right. Don't shoot the pets. Don't shoot your sister. Don't, you know, shoot anybody. But I gave him a bunch of stuff to shoot at and set him out front so that way he's got lots of room. So.
Don't be like Miles' brother and shoot some kid in the ass in a bike. Don't do that.
That's right. Or my brother shot me. What are you talking about?
Well, I could see that. I
mean, oh, you
could, I'd like to shoot you.
My brother shot
like
me
to.
A couple times with a BB gun.
Well, amen. I would, too. I would give him the chance. I'd like to hone in on you, man. Boom. Temple shot, man. Boom.
Yeah, thanks.
Pump that son of a bitch up.
No, he shot me. He shot me more than once, bastard.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
So, you going to, like, give your neighbors a welcoming bouquet or something now that you've, like, snuck into their backyard and played with their bush and stuff?
I'm waiting for the police yet. After about a week, I'll be safe. So I'm going to wait.
Yeah, you're waiting for the still from their video surveillance.
Have you seen this man?
He's stealing random things out of my backyard.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad they have undies hanging up or something. Be like, I'm back here.
You're wearing like your jogging suit there, you know.
He's got his face in my bush.
Yeah, exactly. First he had his, he was looking over the bush.
And his fingers in the bush.
Yeah. Oh my
god. And he put his face in the bush. pervert.
Oh my goodness.
Pervert. Dirty.
Oh my. Well, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be all right. So if anybody wants to give you any parenting tips, how would they get a hold of you there, Miles?
I'm on Facebook now. Miles Title on Facebook and Twitter, and Miles_Title.
Miles especially likes topless bathing in the backyard pictures is his current.
Oh, that would be a great excuse. That would be awesome. Oh, hey, thank you, Meryl. Hey, what's up, mommy? What's up?
A lot of vitamin D. All right.
All right, looking good. Looking good.
All right. Well, you can get us on Twitter, Bob Lament Static Radio, Facebook, Static Radio, Miles Title, Bob Lament. And you're on Twitter too, aren't you, Miles? Miles_Title. Yeah.
And maybe next week, as a teaser, the Miles Title family get together next week. Maybe I'll bring the digital recorder and record my mom.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're going to want me to call in and give some jokes, right?
And I'm going to see if she'll say what she really thinks about you, right?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
She won't say anything. She is too polite. She won't say a word.
I think she will. I think she'll have a few, and I'll just approach her and say, "Hey, Mom, what do you think about old Bob Lament?"
That son of a bitch.
Because I have some people that do want to kick your ass, so I'm sure they would be not holding back. They're not going to hold back.
I'm sure your sister, your recently saved sister, would not mind saying a few things. But
yeah, I'm sure.
Unfortunately, the weird thing about that is it doesn't matter who it is, me or anybody else, she'd say the same stuff. So.
Oh, wait. I should get my sister. You always like, I love that rock.
That's right. Good to say that. Yeah.
All right. I will see if my sister will say that. I don't know.
Have her say Dwayne Johnson. I love Dwayne Johnson.
I love the Johnson.
That's right.
I love Johnson.
Yeah, nice.
We'll see. All right, we'll see. I will try.
So, yeah, next week, Title Family Reunion.
Title Family Reunion, so be there, be square, I guess. So
there you go.